Tablet 16. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Genesis 11, verse 1. One more minor evolutionary change was necessary. Humans still had telepathic ability. Being able to communicate with each other through telepathy and being united through this good communication, the humans again reached a very advanced technological civilization in a short period of time. Intoxicated with these achievements, they started again to use their powers for self-gratification and self-destruction. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Genesis 11, verse 4. But God wanted to see them scatter not only on earth, but also to other planets. So God took away their telepathic abilities. Because their tongues were different, everyone after his tongue, Genesis 10:5, they could no longer understand each other. So their good communicative abilities broke down, and they were scattered all over the earth, as God wanted them to be. So God created this universe to help man go to him, to pure consciousness, but because of the power of the Tamaguna, man will feel separated from the rest of the universe and become self-centered. This causes him to fall into his lower nature and so suffer. Through many evolutionary steps, God brought humans to such a helpless situation that even they differentiate each other by race, language, or country. The last evolutionary change happened around 12,000 years ago and finished 6,000 years ago. God did these things neither as a play nor for selfish reasons. He did it to prevent man from self-destruction and in order to help them to pure consciousness. Then, through the last 6,000 years, God left man almost completely alone, except for sending prophets, to give another good lesson through history and also to prepare him for further advancement. The last 6,000 years is the time of the history of humanity as we know it. Through these 6,000 years of history, besides other events which had occurred, he has worked to make humans progress and eventually understand that he exists and is desiring greatly to bring them to higher consciousness. He also has revealed the seven truths to humanity, which are the seven essential steps toward reaching the goal, pure consciousness. To reach this goal is the reason for creation and history. The essence of these seven steps, or stages, which have been revealed to humanity through the prophet, will be discussed below. We can call each step a seal, and the process to reach the goal, the eternal divine path.